Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
What a Tuesday night it was for Cincinnati Reds Scooter Gennett. Who? Well, I think that's a very fair question. Gennett, a utility player for the Reds who can play the infield and the outfield, etched his name into the history books last night with an unbelievable performance. Playing in left field, all he did last night was go 5-for-5 at the plate and tie a major league record by hitting 4 home runs. His last 4 at-bats were all consecutive home runs, including a grand slam, a 3-run home run, a 2-run home run, and a solo shot. He became the first player in Reds history to hit 4 home runs in a game. He's only the 17th player in Major League Baseball history to hit 4 home runs in a single game. The last to do so was Josh Hamilton in 2012 for the Texas Rangers. The good news, Reds winners last night, beating the Cardinals 13-1. All 13 runs were driven in. Gennett had 10 of them, tying a Cincinnati franchise record. The other 3, Eugenio Suarez. So in the 2 games the Cardinals and Reds have played Monday and Tuesday night, the Reds have outscored the Birds on the bat 17-3. Gennett has 12 RBIs, and Suarez has 5. 2 players accounting for all 17 runs. That's probably not a formula that can work moving forward, but a historic night for Gennett and a better night for the Reds. Gennett was born in Cincinnati. He moved to Florida when he was 9. The Milwaukee Brewers decided they didn't need him at the end of spring training. Cincinnati picked him up. Gennett entered last night's game with a whopping 38 total career home runs. He had never hit more than 4 home runs in any single month before smashing 4 of them last night. The Reds and Cardinals get together for Game 3 in their series tonight. It's Bronson Arroyo for the Reds versus Lance Lynn for the Cardinals. Marty Brenneman's pregame, 7 o'clock, first pitch at 7:10. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The age-old question of whether Indiana and Kentucky should resume their rivalry in basketball. I think the simple answer is yes. We talked about it this morning on Glass in the Morning, and I gave my 2 cents on what I thought is important in this series and what needs to be done. Indiana-Kentucky, game on once more. Hey, do me a favor, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, don't forget about the fans. The fans are the reason why the NCAA can sell their college basketball package and NCAA tournament to CBS for $1 billion every year because fans show up and
that's
fans
right.
watch. So get
that's
some
right.
games the fans want to see. Let's stop fighting about who's going to collect this money and who's going to run the clock and whose locker room. Play. That's what fans want. Fans want to see great matchups. But Archie Miller had a great point. Here's his quote about playing anybody and scheduling anybody. I think there's a disagreement on where it's going to start. I was told it would start in Bloomington. Sean, his brother, talking about playing Arizona, told me he's not playing in Bloomington first. See, the thing about scheduling is everybody wants the schedule to be perfect for themselves. When you have 350 coaches all wanting a perfect schedule, it always doesn't get done that way.
Good you stuff guys there. Have to work together. Come
they
on.
Do. But again, nobody wants to stick their neck out on the line because, Margaret, if you don't win, you don't have a job. So there's this inherent balance that has to be felt. But again, if you don't have fans at the ballgame,
that's
if you don't
the
have
whole
fans watching
point,
on television,
Glass.
None of these coaches are going to make $3-5 million. So let's not forget
it's
about
not,
that.
It's not just about winning. It's also getting people at the games.
It's about getting them to watch the games and making it relevant. That's how everybody gets paid in all this deal. Arizona, Kentucky, Indiana fans would like to see both of them on their schedule. We'll get your thoughts on the subject tonight. Dave and Glass in the Zone from 6 to 7. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.